Love.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. For an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam, that's Dr. Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Justin Davis from Korn.
Shall be here, yes?
Shall, should be.
Yeah.
Producer Ann went out to go get him. That was Friday, so I'm not sure where she is. Now, she went, I think the gate got buzzed or something. She went out to go get him.
Yeah, that wasn't him.
It could be foul play.
Spluzers looking for him.
Hmm. All right. Well, there could be treachery afoot, Drew.
Okay.
Anyway.
Should I go out there and check?
No. We'll be looking forward to seeing our old buddy, Jonathan Davis, from Korn. Who, now, I'm reading this thing. It says Korn has not been in here since 1998.
That makes sense to me.
It does.
Yeah.
It feels like it's been a while since Korn has been in here, but it doesn't feel like 6 years.
I would have said 5 years.
Oh, you would have?
Yeah. So
all right.
It's very hard to tell between 4, 5, and 6.
Well, still not six, though. It's a long
six
time.
6 seems extra long, yeah. Mm. Yeah, if I had to bet, I'd said 4, actually. More than 6.
Here?
Yeah.
Oh, here he is.
In the restroom.
Oh, in the bathroom. All right. So, Jonathan Davis from Korn is shaking the dew off his lily. He's going to be in here in just 1 second. Interpol's going to be in here tomorrow. And then Seth MacFarlane from The Family Guy is going to be in here on Tuesday. Drew, huge Family Guy fan.
Huge.
I am a huge Family Guy fan and have turned Drew into a huger Family Guy
fan. Turned me into a voice on The Family Guy.
Now it's obnoxious.
And my kids watch it.
Yeah. All right. So what should we do? You want to take a call?
Let's take this one call that's addressed to you.
So but you know, like as soon as I go to the phones, Jonathan's going to walk in.
I know. But the more we wait, the more likely. There we go.
There he is. Silky smooth. What's happening, Jonathan?
Whatever, man. How are you?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Better now.
Put your cans on there, buddy, and have a seat.
What's up, guys?
When would you say you were last in here?
I don't remember.
That's a good rock answer.
We don't either, though.
No, well, it's been a long time. It's been too long.
Was it different? We were at a different place over.
Yep.
Right.
It's been a long, long time.
Yeah. Well, it says here 6 years, which I can't even believe.
I can't. If it has been, it's flown.
Yeah. And looks you look exactly the same.
So do you.
Thank you.
That's great.
Neither one of us looked too good, you know, 6 years ago. But the point is well, we're like a decent car that is held its value. Nothing too flashy. We're doing fine. Listen, we're guys. We don't have to look that great.
No, we don't.
Just got to make some money and earn the respect of your peers. Yes, Drew?
Yeah, earn the respect. Yes,
all right. All right. What's happening, Jonathan?
Nothing. Just getting ready for our greatest hits album to come out. Been doing that, getting ready, building our studio, getting ready to do a new record.
Where are you building the studio?
I'm over in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I went in, many years ago, saw Korn advertising back in...
And how some many house or something?
The door going up. All right. She's mad. But we got to figure out a way to get the door open so it doesn't, like, make the clunk and the... Maybe if everything wasn't made out of metal. Maybe that's
maybe.
It. It's putting velvet on
I heard
stuff.
You signed a deal with Vivid Pictures.
I did.
What'd you do?
I'm getting ready to do a video. Me and my wife are going to direct.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You need her to help you direct?
Yeah, she's really good.
You need her to be in the...
She going to be in it?
No, she's not going to be in it.
Let me tell you about that, though. What happens is like you're directing, and then you're having a few cocktails, and the next thing you know, it's like, out of the way, shrimp. Let me show you how it's done.
It's going to happen. I hope it doesn't.
It could happen. All right, so do you write the movie or just direct it?
Write and direct.
Oh, you write and direct it?
Yeah, but there's not much to write. I don't believe in...
Do you have a budget?
Yeah.
Is it decent?
It's decent.
What do you shoot it on? Beside the comforter.
I don't know. We haven't done it yet, but I believe we do it on like DV cameras.
Yeah, and anybody in it? We know.
Nobody. Not yet. That I want to say.
Are you gonna? You're gonna.
I
go
still
out?
Got a cast and you're do all that
cast?
Stuff.
But I could imagine. And do you do like a Korn soundtrack? Can you do that?
I'm gonna probably put a song. It's not gonna be Korn. It'll just be me stuff that I do on the side. But Yeah, I'm going to do all that stuff.
How about you cover my Taboo song? I mean, Taboo 2, one of the greatest porn soundtracks ever. Taboo. I'm guessing Engineer Anderson is not around tonight.
Anderson, you there? Can you pull it up for us? Problem or not?
No. Okay. Some problems with the machine. I'll give you a little taste of the old school flavor with the He Has It All. Yes, he does. You know you're a bad songwriter when you say something and then you go, oh yeah, he does. Just listen to the words. She's singing about, now this is Taboo 2. She's singing about a guy who's nailing his sister and his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, I remember that.
But listen to the lyrics for a second. But listen to how he does it. Does it with style?
Does it with style?
Oh yes, he does. That's just good writing.
That'd be awesome.
You think that you know?
I'm gonna try that.
You think that you knew him?
You gotta get me that. I'll do this for fun. Anyway,
you thought that you knew him? Well, maybe you did. That was the old. His name was Junior. But you don't. See, you thought he was just banging his girlfriend. Oh no, he's nailing his sister and his mom. Yeah. He only reveals what he wants you to see. You gotta keep it on your hat when you're nailing your mom. I don't think it's the kind of thing where you have a windbreaker made up and go to school.
Oh,
there's a big crescendo here, Jonathan.
All right, sing it.
All right. If I can get to the high note. You'd want it too if you only knew. Yeah, you would want him too. Like if you knew, like if the word got out to the other 16-year-olds at his high school,
that his
cat was nailing his sister and his mom, you'd want a piece of that action.
Definitely,
because that's how chicks are. They get hot when they hear, you know, they hear about a guy's raping his mom. They're like, oh yeah,
that's for me.
That's for me.
Wow, this is exciting. I know your wife is. Let's see. Now, I don't want to confuse her with Marilyn Manson's girlfriend or wife, but your wife does some, like, pinup stuff or something?
She used to be, she did some pinup stuff. She did some stuff back in the past, but now we're just really getting involved in the adult thing and want to do, you know, make movies and show people how we view, you know, sex and just have fun with it.
What's going to be different about a Jonathan Davis?
I'm not trying to make it different.
Oh, good. Smart.
I'm just going to do a straight gonzo porno with no storyline because it doesn't need to be in there.
Right.
You can't tell me that
this won't be for the ladies.
For the ladies.
No. Okay.
No right. Shots of the dude's faces because I hate that. Don't you hate that?
I'll tell you. If I had a nickel for every letter that I fired off and never sent after a orgasm. You know what I mean? It's like on the guy's face, and especially some of those guys got that weird thing that they do with their stick their chin out weird. And, you know, Drew, you don't watch enough porn, but let me tell you something. They cut to the... I mean, look, let's be honest. I don't know how most guys view porn. You try to kind of sync up the orgasm for the most part.
So they show guys having orgasms but not girls having orgasms?
No, they show both.
Yeah, well, you never can tell.
A lot of times they throw that shot.
You never
can
tell what the chick's doing. And it kind of depends. Like
I'll bet she's not having an orgasm if you can't tell.
Her?
Yeah.
No, probably not. But look, she's so coked up she didn't know where she is. But here's the point.
How dare you talk about Jonathan's actors
My actors, I know that my actors are that way, or I wouldn't get them. They have to be that way.
The point is I think Jonathan is saying what I'm saying, which is when the guy has the orgasm, it's sort of the crescendo of the scene.
I see.
You know?
Why is it when the girl has the orgasm?
Shut up, Drew. They don't have one. Yeah. Now, listen, he's the director.
Pops.
I'm on the way.
Fips and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. That's the crescendo. And I try to time my fireworks display for the end, too. Mm. You see what I'm saying?
But you don't want to see him when you're...
That's the problem. Yeah. Right in the middle of my Piccolo Pete going off, I got to see this sweaty browed guy. And Ron Jeremy, you know, they're guys you can handle. Peter North, all right, he's not a bad-looking kid. But Ron, you get that Ron Jeremy, the furled eyebrow, the bad mustache, and a triple chin. And... gray pube or two, and it's like, oh no, and they stay on the guy's face a long time, and it's like, and then it's like you're beating off to the guy.
Yeah, it gives you that weird feeling.
And there's that point where you can't turn back. Do you see what I'm saying?
You can't put the brakes on it.
Pilots talk about this. When you're taking a plane off,
yeah,
there's a certain point where it doesn't matter what happens, you're going. Yes. I don't care if things blow up and stuff. You can't slow down. You're gone. It's like 128 miles an hour or something. You're going. You get to that point, boom, Ron Jeremy's face. What are you going to do? That's rape. That's what I call rape.
Oh, yeah,
that's
of course. Of course, yeah.
Perfect. All right. Korn coming out with the best up. Now, is it a greatest hits? Is there... best of and greatest hits, are they same thing? And there's some new songs on the
yeah, we did a couple covers. We did a cover of Word Up from Cameo.
Mm-hmm. And we're gonna play that as the first song.
Oh, we are.
Perfect.
Yeah. All right.
And then we did a cover of Another Brick in the Wall, which we incorporated parts 1, 2, and 3 and Goodbye Cruel World. So it's actually like 4 songs in one.
Wow. Drew, how old are we getting? We're here for Korn's greatest hits.
It's right, huh?
Drew, you were here 15 years before there was Korn. Now you're here for Korn's greatest hits.
Yeah,
You were here when Korn was Niblets.
Baby Korn.
That's right. Yeah, the stuff that the Chinese put in there, it always pisses you off when it's floating around in the chair. What is this stuff?
It's baby Korn.
Yeah, but no one wants that, do they? I think it just takes up a lot of room and it looks good. No one ever. I don't like eating the cob part.
It's good. It's good when it's cold. The high heated part.
None of it's good. All right.
No, John says no.
All right. Let's keep a rocking here. No, wait a minute. I don't want to talk to this guy. Let's talk to Hallie.
One.
Victoria.
Yeah.
You're 18.
I am 18.
What's up?
The other week I lost my virginity, and I didn't really know what I was doing, so when I put the condom on, I put it on upside down.
Upside down?
What's that?
Yeah. Right, inside out.
Inside out?
So you rolled it. Yeah. It wasn't really unfurling properly. It was sort of being unscooped. Kind of.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
and then
if you
can unfurl them from the inside. You know, you can kind of...
Yeah, roll.
Yeah.
It's
not that big a deal.
Or anything. I just realized it was on upside down. Okay. And then I turned it back around and...
Ooh. That was
rolled
the bad part.
It down and use it.
Yeah.
And
there might be some stuff on the other side of that.
Yeah, I can't think of any reason that would have been a problem had you just put it on inside out.
Mm-hmm.
Then you might lubricate the inside, maybe be more slippery or likely to slip off that way if it was a lubricated condom.
Yeah.
But having switched it around, his penis might have leaked a little bit and gotten a little bit on the tip there. Now,
yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, well, it's always important. I think it's always a good idea to keep that morning after pill around. If there's any question, you just take it.
Yeah, she's not pregnant.
I think you're not as well. But, if it was in 72 hours, if it is now within 72 hours of that encounter, you can still get that oral contraceptive, the morning after pill.
Jonathan.
Yeah.
And we're done with you, Drew. Condoms on your porn actors?
Condom only.
Condom only?
Yeah.
Interesting. What's
and
that?
Over 21.
Over 21, not 18.
Mm-mm.
Interesting. Why over 21?
Because I think when girls get in the business that early, they really don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I think once you're 21, you know what you're doing.
Yeah, there's a big difference between 18 and 21, mm-hmm. by the way.
Yes, yes.
So I'm not going to be responsible for when some little girl's left or something. I don't want that coming back. And
smart.
That's
all
the
right.
way me and my wife do it.
That's good karma. And then what about the condom?
Condom only.
Condom only.
It's just how it is now. It's not like back when I was a kid when you could get away with doing that. It's it's time to promote safe sex, and
all right,
that's the only way to do it.
Over 21 in condoms. All right, very responsible. I don't know why condoms screw. People don't like watching condoms that much, though. I mean, they got to take them off and finish up. By the way, that move, there was a.
Why?
Let me explain something.
Why do they have to do
because that's where what people spend the money on.
You have to have evidence that there's actual fluid being emitted.
Please.
And by the way, you've just been complaining that you don't want to see any of that.
I don't want to see the guy's face. I don't want to see
You want to see his emissions, but you don't want to see his face? I mean, what is going on here?
How dare you, Drew?
I'm just trying to square it like that.
It's not his emissions I'm looking at. It's all of mankind's emissions. It's mine.
Exactly.
It's Jonathan's.
We are the world.
Engineer Chris's sort of. Yeah, not really. It's every man's. You know, it stands. That's me. You understand?
That's you.
It's marking your territory.
Right.
Yeah, but it's not you.
I know.
It's some other guy.
Well, it's really not me when I'm looking at the guy's puss.
It's the same guy's fluids.
Okay, here's all I'm saying. The move, because there are some porns done with condoms more and more these days, the move to get the condom off and to make the move, you know, to make the finishing move, it reminds me of, and guys are getting good at it, for a while, like in the 50s, there was a guy who played Major League Baseball with one arm.
Oh, yeah.
And he would catch the ball in just a blink of an eye, tuck the mitt under the gimp arm, and then grab the ball and whip it in, and could play outfield and throw the ball just as fast as the guys who didn't maybe a tenth of a second less. That's the kind of move these guys are doing with the condoms now. Mm-hmm. See what I'm saying, Drew?
I got it.
They're getting
Major
good.
Major leaguers.
Never the same as the guy with two arms, but pretty damn good.
Does anybody ever do any research on what people want to watch?
I don't know if there's a researcher.
You know what I mean? It seems like people buy whatever you give them, but there may be something that really has a superior appeal. And some for women, some for men, and no one ever looks into it.
Don't worry about the products. Yeah. Haley?
Yeah?
You're 15?
Yes.
What's up?
Hey, first, can I say something?
Yes.
Drew, Adam, I love you guys. I've learned so much from the show, and you guys are very entertaining to listen to. And,
Thank you. Hold on, let me say this. Haley, you're 15. You were 9 when Korn was in here last.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Baby teeth, no period, no nothing. Yeah, uncomfortable.
What else did you want to say?
I really love Korn, and Project Revolution was excellent.
Thank you.
Anyway, I heard you guys were going to release another DVD thing like Deuce and Who Then Now.
Uh-huh.
And I was wondering what exactly was going to be on it. And, like, I thought you said your house was going to be on it.
We haven't got that together yet. Basically, the next thing we're releasing DVD-wise is the CBGB show we did in New York, a free show. And I'm not sure when the actual release date is on that is, but it'll be sometime pretty soon.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right, Haley.
Okay. Thank you. I love you guys.
Take care. Good times, baby. You're building a studio in Hollywood, did you say?
Yeah, it's there. It's a recording studio. It's just.
Do you guys own it?
We rent it.
Oh, I see. But you have to sort of stock it with your stuff.
Yeah, I got to put our stuff in it and vibe it out, get it ready for us to create.
You ever been to recording studios, Drew?
Yeah.
Let me tell you the theme they take on. Always a sort of Middle Eastern kind of vibe.
It's Indian with the Indian prints and stuff. Yeah.
What is that? There's a little falafel.
Ever since Ravi Shankar played
there's a lot of Afghan rugs, a lot of candles, a lot of brass elephants.
You understand that makes those of us that actually live through that stuff skin crawl.
It smells like patchouli and incense, and it's that Indian vibe. I don't know if there's never an IKEA vibe, you know. It's not the Swedes they go after. It's Indian. It might be funny. Oh, we got a lot of white laminate, and we are very sleek, very modern, lots of brushed stainless steel.
There's always pillows.
Pillows, yes. Maybe acoustically.
Sort of curtains, like.
Maybe, you know, Indians are better carpets. Acoustically. Think about Indians. First off, their hair is 4 feet long. The guy's got that huge turban. Acoustically, that is very strong. It's like having one of those windsock things on the microphone. It's like wearing one of those on your head. Think about it. The women wear the gowns, again, very strong acoustically. Their hair is like 9 feet long.
Sure.
They got that dot that can, you know, sometimes your forehead, something will bounce off it. That thing will absorb. It's a felt dot. Absorb sound. That's an acoustic
sound. The reflect sound.
It'll reflect it.
Yeah, you think, you know, all the sandals and all the, all that whole vibe, the pillows and
except
all the
draping
stuff.
None of that comes
into
the room. It's all a bunch of stoners and
people
visiting.
Yeah, those guys, Yeah, but they're making use of the hookah pipe.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Maybe that's where the connection comes from.
Yeah, all the ones have that Indian vibe now, and then the ones in the 70s had the ski chalet vibe. The rustic wood.
Well, that's what the old Westwood One studio was fashioned after.
Oh, the old wood.
Yeah.
All the crappy old wood. Hey, now, what was the thing that Ravi Shankar played?
Sitar.
Sitar.
Yeah.
I haven't seen one of those since 1978.
Yeah. Well, you're not gonna. All right. I don't want to talk to David. He wants to know why I hate my dad. I don't want to talk to him. Not David.
Hi.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just wondering why you hate your dad so much.
I don't hate him. I just, you know, I tolerate him. I got this radio show so I could abuse him a little bit. That's all. All right. Any other questions?
Yeah. Can you play, like, that Dr. Drew and the Hizzy thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that Frank Anker?
Hold on. Does he want to hear the whole thing or just want to hear the front?
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Like, yeah.
The whole thing.
He want to hear the whole thing. Oh, boy. All right, that's too much for Anderson. Yes, Anderson?
This Sunday, I've been watching football all day, Brett.
Give John he's drunk again.
Oh, my God.
So hammered, man. I'm cool, guys. No, I got to search for it.
All right. Okay. All right.
All right.
Yeah.
I was believing you for a second there, Anderson.
Got to give Jonathan a little taste of Drew in the hood. Sarah?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yeah. Hi.
What's up?
First of all, I want to say I love you guys so much.
Thanks.
You guys are awesome.
What's happening?
My boyfriend and I are sexually active, and lately I've been feeling, I guess the feeling is feeling pregnant. I'm not sure if I am. I don't know really what all the symptoms are, but like yesterday I was craving nachos really, really bad for some reason. And
did you stop having your period?
Huh?
Have you stopped having your period?
Well, I was supposed to get it today, and I haven't gotten it yet.
All right. Well, there you go.
Do you crave stuff when you're pregnant, or is that just one of those
sometimes. No, sometimes you do, but not in the first week. Not typically.
And you crave stuff all the time anyway. You just don't really think about it. You just go get it, right?
Well, yeah, but women, you know, when you're starting to take on another circulatory system, your metabolic demands are really amazing. And so, yeah, they want to eat.
Well,
their body sort of puts out all kinds of cravings for high-calorie foods.
I mean, like, I'm on birth control, but, like, my mom and I went to Italy at the beginning of the month, and I got birth control there just because I had run out, like, the first day I got there, and I didn't have any extra to bring with me, so I went to this pharmacy, and they gave me some over-the-counter birth control.
Wow. Why'd you need, you just needed to stay on the pill? I mean, what was your mom doing to you over there?
My mom freaks out if I'm not taking birth control, so... But we were there taking cooking classes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to kill my mom.
Yeah.
Can you believe? Hold on a second. You know, you hear these, you know, Jonathan, you're from Bakersfield. I'm guessing your parents just sort of put you in a basket and threw you in the street when you were 9, like everyone else in Bakersfield. But, you know,
they would have put him in a river if we're in a freaking desert.
Yeah. They put him in the Rock River. Hope someone picked him up. But the thing is, and Drew, you, even though your family has a few dollars and we're decent people, still, this kind of stuff's out of the question, right?
It wasn't even thought of back then.
Yeah.
Once
in a while, I hear about these guys, and they're like, me and my dad, we went up and climbed Half Dome. It took about 7 days, but we did a lot of free climbing. It's like, you and your dad? And they go like, me and my mom went to Italy, and we took cooking classes. We were there for about 6 weeks.
It doesn't feel like
what?
Ask her. How does it work?
What?
It doesn't. How's that feel?
I don't like that.
What's that feel? Is that fun?
Was it fun?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not really into cooking, so, I mean, it was kind of boring when I didn't really understand all the technical cooking terms.
But we're talking more about the part about being with your mom in Italy. Was that something enjoyable?
Yeah, it was really fun, because we got to see, like, Florence and Siena. And
you didn't want to throttle each other after a few days, or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, there we go.
So, like, towards the end of the 2 weeks, I was just like, I need to get home. This is driving me nuts.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
Okay. Your parents rich?
She's more normal.
No, my grandfather passed away last year, and we've been saving up. My sister went on a cruise for her graduation present, and I only got a camera for my graduation present, so my mom thought it would only be fair to take me to Italy with her. So.
Your grandfather passed away last year, so you've been saving up, or so you've been spending his money?
He's been saving up, they've been spending.
Oh, I see. All right, so you've not been saving up. He saved the money, and now you're spending it, right?
We're saving some of it, but we're spending some of it, too.
All right. How much money did he leave you guys?
I'm not exactly sure, because my mom never really told us, but...
What do you think? 100 grand?
What's that?
100 grand?
No, I think more like 300 grand.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
What do you guys... You guys didn't have any money before then?
We were fair. They weren't going to Italy
for cooking classes.
Right.
Right. So you didn't want Grandpa to die, but if someone was to die, better it should be someone who leaves you 300 grand.
I suppose so. Well, yes. We didn't even know he had that money, so.
Yeah, everyone says that.
Better surprise.
That's great. All right. So you didn't know how much you loved him.
Well, Sarah, here's the deal. Get a pregnancy test. I assume they gave you the same birth control pill you were on. I imagine. Let me ask her real quick.
No.
Did you hand your birth control pill over to the pharmacist in Italy and they gave you something equivalent?
Well, I take orthotricycline.
Did they give you something equivalent?
Yeah, except it was a 21-day pill-like cycle rather than a 28-day.
That's fine. Same thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good. So you should be not pregnant, hopefully, if you took it properly.
Hopefully.
All right, baby doll. I couldn't imagine going to Europe. Like, it's like, I talked to my parents on the phone. It's like, how you doing? Good. How are you? Fine.
How you doing?
Okay. I gotta go.
But you know the other thing, the travel never included experiences.
I wouldn't
when you
even
got
know
there.
What to do on the plane. I'd have to sit in a different part of the plane.
Well, you of course be first class.
Mr. Crowley paid for a first class. Yeah, I'm gonna go back and coach. is there a head back there? I'm gonna try to drown myself in the toilet.
But people never ever in those days thought about doing things. There were no experiences when you arrived. You'd go to the museums. You'd see the sights. You wouldn't go to cooking class.
Arrived where?
But even if you were to take a family voyage somewhere, you wouldn't go and have an experience when you got there.
No. All right. Jonathan Davis here tonight from Korn. The new CD, the Korn's Greatest Hits, Volume 1, is coming out on the 5th. Where is that? 7th. No, 5th. It's their 7th CD. That's what I want to say. Take a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everyone. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jonathan Davis is here tonight from Korn. The Greatest Hits, Volume 1, is going to hit the stores October 57th, says here.
It looks like the 57H.
Oh, yes. No, I know you're screwing with producer Ann. October 5th, everybody. That is that's coming up. That's Tuesday, Drew. That is a week from Tuesday. Oh, yes. Oh. 1 week from Tuesdays when it hits the stores, y'all. We're going to hear something off the new CD, which is called 57. No. It's Korn's Greatest Hits, Volume 1. Am I boring you, Drew?
Always.
Okay. So we're gonna hear something off of that CD in a second. I think what we'll do is take a call.
And then
and then we'll hear a Korn song. Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Chrissy?
Hey.
What's up, baby doll?
I have a problem. First of all, I just want to say you guys are awesome, and Korn is an awesome band.
Thank you.
And, okay, well, I called about 3-4 weeks ago because I had a really bad rash from using Nair.
Mm-hmm. That's right, I remember you.
I don't know if you remember that, but...
Yes, we do.
Okay, and, Dr. Drew told me to use cortisone, and I did, and in about a week, it went away. But, I want to get rid of all the pubic hair because, like, my boyfriend and I both agree that it's just better not to have it, and I don't really want to have any, so I tried shaving before, but it never really worked out because then I'd get a pretty bad rash, so then I turned in there, and for a while...
You know what I was thinking? I got cut her off. You know, she has that cadence of the ditzy teenager, and I was thinking, when you hear that cadence... 20 years ago, or even 15 years ago, I was like, and then me and Nancy went to Knott's Berry Farm, and then we met some guys there, and one of them tried to kiss me, and I got grossed out, so we went and rode Splash Mountain, and then, but now it's that same cadence, but, and so I was cutting my pubes off, because my boyfriend, he likes it clean down there, it's the weird teenage cadence. But instead of replace the cute guy you met at the mall who tried to hold his hands.
Weird sexual behaviors and piercings. And self-mutilation.
And she got a strap on it, and then he got a butt plug. It's like, huh? She's supposed to be talking about guys like in movies and proms, and it's that cadence. Yeah.
Here's the deal. That stuff that's supposed to be there, stop it. Stop it.
Chrissy?
Come on, Chrissy.
Yeah?
Step up, sessing on your vagina.
Hey.
Hey.
Well, I'm gonna try to get rid of it anyways, but I want to know what I can do to like not get a rat because I have really.
There's nothing you can do except stop shaving so close and stop using chemicals on that area.
How old's your boyfriend?
17.
17. He should be happy with anything that's presented to him.
That's absolutely true. But, Chris, you can use a clipper, you know, like those little hair clippers.
Yeah.
And that will not give you a...
Let me tell you something, too.
Rash.
The idea of just getting tons of free sex at 17 should be good enough for a guy. Yeah. It's like your dad getting you a Corvette on your 16th birthday and you're pissed because there's no giant bow on the hood.
Right.
Like, oh, come on, Dad. Where's the novelty-sized bow?
Or more like you didn't put some sort of pinstriping on it that I wanted. It's crazy.
You should be excited to have what you got.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. See, the guys are pushing the envelope now.
They're spoiled.
Guys are spoiled. They're not hungry. They don't have the eye of the tiger that we had back then. We were hungry. Yes, Drew?
Yes, Adam.
No, we knew. There wasn't much to go around. You know what I'm saying? There are a handful of girls that were willing to have sex, and then we were like seagulls when they find a fish head. You know, everyone's going after the same thing. One picks it up for a while, runs, it drops it, the other grabs it. Keep going. Wasn't like there weren't fish heads falling from the sky.
Let's hear a Korn song.
Yeah, let's hear a Korn song, everybody.
Yeah.
Let's go. Let's break
the new
it
record.
Down.
New record, though, there will be a song called Fish Heads Falling from the Sky.
Yeah, and he's got it all from Taboo, too. All right, everyone. This is off the Greatest Hits CD, Volume 1. It is coming out on October 5th, everybody. And first song is called Word Up. Everybody.
Yeah.
I like that. Nice cover.
Yeah. Original?
Yeah.
Cameo.
Oh, Cameo, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I busted a move or two to that one. Absolutely. Korn, new CD coming out on October 5th. It's the Greatest Hits. Got a question about bagpipes for Jonathan. Mario?
Yeah.
You're 22?
Yep.
What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to know, I know the CD is going to be a while from now, but on the next Korn album, I was wondering if there was going to be more bagpipes and more screaming.
I don't know yet, but bagpipes, yeah, because I always like it's fun to do one song with the bagpipes in there because people love it so much, and I like playing them. I'm sure there'll be some screaming in there. I'm not sure what we're gonna do yet. I know we're gonna go and experiment again, and you know, take some time out and write some different kind of songs. We've been experimenting with doing like some guitar solo kind of stuff and stuff we've never done before. So we're really excited. We just gotta get in the studio, get it done, and get writing. So
cool.
It'll be good.
Good times.
Thanks, there, Mario.
Oh, hey, can I get another question in?
Real fast. Yeah, let him. All right, come on.
All right, cool. Oh, and also on the liner notes on "Take a Look in the Mirror," it says produced by Korn and Jonathan Davis.
Yeah,
I was wondering why that was.
I did all the No Glory work. Basically, it's all the editing, all that kind of stuff. So that's why I said that.
Yeah. Because, let's face it, they're lazier band members, and then they're the motivators. Yeah. Believe me, as the lazy part of a partnership, I know. It's just that's the way it works. Hey, all you care is, you know, as long as you whack the money up, knock yourself out. Give yourself some credit. You know what I'm saying?
In fact, you sort of stand aloof going, you guys aren't very healthy. You're overworking.
Yeah, you're working too hard.
But whatever.
Yeah, let's all relax.
Enjoy.
No, but it's true. I mean, is there a partnership or even a group thing where somebody doesn't take the lead? I think it's impossible. Even, you know, if five people land on the island at the same time, inevitably one person is going to say, look, let's go this way and sort of emerge as that leader.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is I'm the guy walking behind him, cupping his nuts.
Well, but see, there's sort of a natural leader.
I'm not in front.
There's a natural leader that people want to follow, and there's a person that wants to be the leader. You're
right.
The natural slacker.
I'm the
natural slacker.
Well, let me explain something about the Corollas. We are born followers. You know what I mean? My dad was, and his dad before then, Lemmings. they were great followers, the Corollas. They just like, you know, they're just like dogs. Hey, you want to go over here? That's the way they go. Yeah. That's the problem with this show, Drew. There's no leader.
You're right.
There's no boss. There's no master here.
Well, Jonathan can serve as it tonight. Or Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Chris, you can captain this ship, yes?
Very much so.
Oh, good. I feel so relieved.
Oh, man.
Yeah, affirmative would have been better, but that's good. Yeah, all right. All right. We're going into the rocks. Jessica?
Hi.
You're 19?
Yeah, I'm 19. How are you
What's
guys?
Up?
We're good.
Can I say hi to Jonathan?
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hi, I love you so much. I'm like your biggest fan. So I actually had a question for you guys. I was maybe like 2 years ago, I was with an ex-boyfriend of mine, and he got infected with genital warts by a former girlfriend of his. I was actually exposed to it, and I got tested for it. And the gynecologist said that I tested negative for it, which is kind of hard to believe just because I was totally exposed to it. And I actually slept with my friend, and I don't know if there's a way that I could give it to him, because she said that I still might have it in my system, but, like, you'll never find out. Like, I will never find out unless I have an outburst. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's an interesting problem.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, if you
so
were going to be...
you could be a mule. You could be carrying the stuff. You could be harboring it.
If you were going to be completely honest with your boyfriend, you ought to put him on notice. You know, I tested. I've done
everything
I can.
Oh, he's not my boyfriend, though. He's my friend.
Well, your friend anyway. You know what, Jessica? The reality is that the incidence of this virus is so common, at least 30-50% in people your age in urban centers. So the probability is he's been exposed already anyway. So if he's sexually active.
Well, but that's not a good answer. I mean,
I'm just saying. So you got to.
The gynecologist said that I'll probably never have an outburst, and I actually tested negative. I forgot what it was called. The test they ran through me.
All right. Well, look. Here's the deal. You can tell him that you've been tested. You've done everything you can. He ought to be aware he's taking some risk, but he's taking some risk whenever he's with anybody. Probably more risk with other people than with you, because you've at least been tested.
Whoa! But if she is a carrier of this...
They think she's not a carrier.
No, they think she has it,
no.
But she doesn't have outbreaks.
No, they said I was completely negative of everything.
They don't have any evidence of it.
Well, then what?
Well, because the thing is that you can't always detect it, is what she's saying. And so it's maybe there's something there. She knows she was exposed, so she's trying to be extra fastidious about this.
Well, I thought she was saying that you could pass it on even if you don't have an outbreak.
No, you could. The question is, though, even though she had absolutely no detectable evidence by the means that was by which she was tested, is it possible that she still has it? And the answer is yes, it's possible, but it's not likely.
Well, some people have it, don't have outbreaks, and pass it on, though, right?
Correct, but those people should test when they have their pap smear and have the different testing
done.
You should see evidence.
All right. Well, then, look, you got a note from your doctor. You're in the clear.
Well, you're not completely in the clear, but you can at least tell them, look, I've done everything possible. I've checked it out.
I don't understand. Like, why is it like you're not completely out of, you know...
Because the tests aren't perfect.
But then I could and then I can't because
the tests aren't perfect.
Expose it to me.
The tests aren't perfect.
All right. I don't think you have to have... I think if you go to the doctor and the doctor says, look, we gave you the test and it's negative, you're now off the hook in terms of the very uncomfortable conversation you were going to have with the person.
At the very least, you've taken responsibility and done everything you possibly can.
If they ever call you out, you go, well, look, I went to the doctor, I got a test.
Right. But she wants to be, I said, she wants to be extra fastidious. So have the conversation with them about exactly what the risks are.
I will laminate my test results and put them right in the brim of my fedora, like where they used to say press.
Press, yeah.
I'll just,
be nice.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's good for the airport because there's a picture of you on there. You don't have to get your license out all the time.
Nice.
How many extra licenses are lost now? I mean, think about it. Think about it. Like,
listen.
How many? Hold on a second. Oh, I got something to say about license. Right. We got to take a break. Right. The point is your license used to stay in your wallet.
Yeah.
You used to be able to just go from point A to point B. Now it's getting brought out and put back and brought out. And every time you whip it out and put it back,
I'm going to show you something.
It stays up. First off, you're showing me a chick's wallet. That is your wife's wallet or possibly your mom's wallet. Where is your wallet?
I want to show you something, and there's a story behind this. Deal with the fact that I am
like a nerd. All right, hold on a second. Drew's showing me both his licenses.
Two licenses. Why would I have two licenses?
I'll explain to you why I have no license in a moment. How about that? All right. Jonathan, we're going to need to see some ID. Jonathan Davis here from Korn tonight. We'll take a quick break. The new CD coming out October 5th, and we'll be right back after this. Hey, everyone. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jonathan Davis here tonight from Korn.
Two licenses.
The
two licenses.
All right, well, let me say this. Hold on a second. The Best of CD is coming out on the 5th. That's October 5th with Korn's Greatest Hits, Volume 1. All right, now the license. Now, Drew, you have two licenses.
Ugh.
Let's check my wallet, see how many I have. Because
I have two because I thought I lost my license, found it again today, shoved it up. Oh, look, no license.
Yeah, big zero. Let me explain why I don't have a license. And let me tell you what you ought to do with your license, Drew.
Yeah, I'm listening.
You should take the one and, like, put it in your, you know, toiletry bag or something so you know where it is.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other you should shove up your ass.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it?
Okay. Got it?
Let me write this down. Up my keister.
Keister one. The one that's not laminated and you can kind of taco, that's the one that needs to go in there.
Got it.
Yeah.
Actually,
the one that says donor needs to go up there. Okay. But
just because it's funny.
It's funny. It would be funny them digging that out. All right. I don't have... Well, first off, I lost my wallet in Europe a few months back, as you know, at the cabaret with Jimmy and company a few months back. Then finally got the new license. And by the way, let me ask you this. Just on the cosmic level, had the other license for like 9 years. Lost it after 9 years, got the new license. Why does the new license, why is the over-under on the new license 4 weeks, maybe 5 weeks? Before you lose it again.
Oh.
You know, how did you hang on? Do you get some sort of license losing momentum now? Like I'm on a cosmic license losing roll or something?
It's proof that random events segregate non-randomly.
Right. 9 years of the same one. This one makes it barely dry.
Yeah.
Here's what I do, yes. Oh. Driving. I did this celebrity blackjack tournament thing they filmed down in Hollywood. I did it last Saturday. Mm. I went all in on like hand 15 and naturally lost, as I tend to do. So now I'm sitting there in between the three quasi-celebrities. I include myself in the quasi-celebrity department. And I'm pulling my wallet out. I'm pulling my card out. I'm just screwing around. And we take a break. So I put the wallet down on the thing and I go take a leak and I come back. And I open the wallet. Hey, my license is gone. Hey, what happened to my license? And the celebrity chick next to me says, oh, they came, they pulled it out. They didn't want you waving it around and showing it on camera. And I said, Oh, all right. Well, why didn't they just stuff it, slide it back into one of the slots? Well, they took it out. Oh, all right. Anyway, we're filming again.
You forget.
2 hours goes by, a couple of cocktails, and then they're like, great job, Adam. We'll see you later. I get home. Oh, wait a minute. My brand new license. Where? It's call the guys. Oh, never heard of it. Have no idea. Oh, it's hard to tell. Can't tell. There are a lot of guys running around. And then they always screw the story up a little bit, you know. What? So you took it out, and then you did what with it? You cut a line of coke, and then you did it off a hooker's ass, and then you flush it down the toilet when you thought you heard the cop. No, somebody took it out of the... Oh! So I have no idea where my new license is, and it's now gone.
Mm.
And I'm hoping it's with my old license.
In
license
heaven. In heaven, yeah.
Yeah,
they're together. Happy guys.
Same picture of me. Right next to each other. Jonathan, you got your license?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. License to rock. License to rock, that is.
License to rock.
All right. Jonathan Davis here from Korn. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this. Yeah, everybody. Mover and shaker, Dr. Drew over here. He gets it for you. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jonathan Davis, dear friend here from Korn. Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, he does.
Oh yes, he does. He's got it all. The Greatest Hits Volume 1 is coming out on October 5th. That is a week from this Tuesday. And I think we were talking a little earlier about Dr. Drew on my beloved Crank Yankers Tuesday night's Comedy
Shall
Central.
Shall I step out?
No, I think it's fine. Somebody wanted to hear the call that Drew and I did where we were... We told a caller we were getting Loveline, the TV show, back on the air. It's just that MTV's changed direction a little, wanted Drew to have a little more of an urban flair.
Dr. Drew in the hizzy. But I have trouble listening to this without the puppets. It's even worse.
Oh,
so can I kind of excuse
go
myself?
Ahead, step okay, out. Okay. Step out.
Enjoy.
Go ahead and play.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, is Bowen?
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Bo, this is Adam Carolla.
Hi.
You know the show Loveline, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, good. Are you in a room that's quiet where we can talk a little bit?
Well, I know where I jack off.
Yeah, go
where you jack off.
Yeah, go where you jack off.
Yeah. All right.
There All right, you there?
We're in the barn.
That's good. Yeah. Okay. So, Bo, what we're doing here is we're putting together a tape for MTV because we're trying to get the show back on the air.
Oh, hell yeah, man.
And we're going to have Drew kind of hip it up a little, be a little more urban, okay?
Dr. Drew in the hizzy.
Hell yeah.
All right, so let's just take it like a regular Loveline call, and we'll just start at the beginning. Bo, all right. 18, you're on Loveline. What's your problem?
Well, the problem is I have no sex life.
But why ain't you got no play, playa?
I don't know.
So you ain't hitting the skins.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You yeah. undoubtedly are looking to get the throbbing guzzle. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel ya.
In the meantime, you're sitting in the hizzy by yourself, thinking about a little Palooza action. In the meantime, your dong ain't doing shit. We heard when the call picked up. You got all those shorties running around there. You got to get out there and get your bitch spunk drunk. You feel me? Your church. You feel me?
Yeah.
If you had a hizzy, you'd be out of the house. I'm telling you, nigga, that it would put you into the mode where you would have no problem to get that freaky shit going. 24/7 flowing semen here in your house. In your hizzy. For chizzy.
Go with the flow. Don't talk like it. Talk the way you want to.
So I don't have to use all that freak or tore up the ass, Areola Palooza, Muffio Tang, throbbing guzzle crap in the ass shit, right?
Fuck them, be yourself. Who gives a shit what they want?
Look, motherfucker, I'm telling you, don't be a player hater, because when you tap her in the ass, you ain't going to be interested in pistol rubbing no more, and the digit is dizzle, and in the hizzy for chizzy, you're going to be great on the QT for real.
Stay fresh, nigga.
All right.
Bye.
Peace out.
Fresh. Peace out. All right, someone tell Drew he can come back in.
Spunk drunk.
Yeah, he gets uncomfortable when we do that in front of black guests, especially. And tell Dr. Drew he's allowed to come back in the hizzy here, would you please?
Here he goes.
Yeah. All right. Hey, nice
job,
buddy.
Good job. Well done.
I know, I tell people you were just reading phonetically off a dry erase board. It was really like when the Beatles sung, help in German.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They didn't know what they were saying.
If you had a hizzy, you'd be out of the house.
John?
Oh.
John. 25, what's up?
Did you say Don or John? It's actually John.
All right, John.
It's okay. John, right?
Yeah, that's fine. My question is actually for Dr. Drew.
Right. Hold on a second, John.
How many times, by the way, do you say a guy? The guy's name's John. So you say it twice, and then it's like if there's confusion. You know the thing I'm always amazed about? And it's my sort of a hypervigilance mixed with everyone else's out of it. I hear people calling people's names I'm standing next to, and they don't respond. That's always a weird one. Like when you're standing next to someone and you hear that, like, Kurt! And the guy's Kurt standing in front of you, and you're like standing there, and you're talking, and you're like, Kurt! You're like, you're just standing there, and you're like, hey, Kurt,
yeah.
By the way, that's your name. It's not my name. That's your name. Someone's calling you off in the distance. You want to respond to it? How do I know? You want me to respond for your name?
You know, I have the similar kind of weird hypervigilance, but it's in regard to how other people are experiencing other people. Mm. I often want to just go, hey, shut up, stop.
Yeah.
All the time.
I
see people, I can see them across the room going, you're just sort of losing it, like, how do I get out of here?
Well, like when I'm drunk and I'm on the airplane and I'm yelling at somebody.
Well, that's me experiencing it then. That's you're actually talking to me.
All right. I don't want to talk to Dari. I want to get back to John. John?
Okay, sorry about that. I'm driving and I couldn't hear you very well.
That's all right, buddy. What's up?
First of all, Adam, you are probably one of the funniest people on earth.
Oh, thanks.
I'm sure you already know that. My question's more specifically for Dr. Drew. I have a issue
Dwayne
with...
getting at him, brushing him aside.
I have an issue with masturbating in public.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have a good times, huh?
Well, I'm glad you're a fan, first off. Now, by the way, no one knows comedy. No better yardstick for which to measure comedy than the guy beats off in public.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? That's the guy you want in your corner. Forget about the attorneys and the doctors and the lawyers and the Nobel Peace Prize winners. You want a guy who beats off at the park.
Yeah, sure.
That's the guy.
So how long have you been doing this, John?
I was trying to figure that out the other day. Probably about 3 years. Since I got out of college, I guess.
You didn't do it when you were a kid ever?
No, I didn't actually.
Well, now, what do you need? Do you need a subject to look at?
Yeah, usually a subject, or if I'm in, a CD store, there might be, posters of whatever, Jessica Simpson or whoever, some hot chick or something. So, yeah, I always need some kind of visual stimuli, but...
So you're not doing it at a live human being, necessarily. You just need the public part.
I don't know exactly. I need some kind of visual stimuli and the public.
John, stay with me. Stay with me on this.
Hey, hold on. Next time you're in the CD store, could you beat off on that Mark Anthony CD?
I
can't stand that guy.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd get into that.
So, John, I'm going to ask the question
Latin
again.
Heartthrob.
You don't do it towards a live person necessarily. You just need to be in public, and the visual stimuli may be just some sort of picture or something.
Yes.
All right. Okay. But... let me...
So you need the public part. You don't need the person part.
Now, what about... do you need somebody to see you doing this?
I have... that usually heightens the climax, yes.
And who? What kind of person? You need a young female? Well, I mean, you need a chick and you need her to be
there's
young?
A policeman, okay.
I mean, a female, yes. I mean, young, I mean, 16 to, 30, whatever. Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there's a couple things. One is this is thought to be sort of an act of aggression of some type.
Mm.
Secondly, it is considered in the realm of sexual compulsion, sexual addiction.
Yeah.
And so it often correlates with some sort of traumatic history.
Yeah. Now, wait, do you actually pull out your penis?
Oh, yeah.
You do?
How dare you?
Well, I don't know. I thought maybe you just wore sweatpants and cut a hole in the pocket or something like that.
That takes all the fun away.
Well, how do you get your dunk out?
I have done that.
At a record store.
At a record store.
It started off that way, actually, more kind of like what you said, kind of under, like, garments.
Pocket full.
Right.
Yeah. It graduated to full-fledged,
Which is sort of typical of sexual addiction and compulsion. The level of thrill needs to intensify with time.
Yeah.
With experience, so to speak. So what happened? What's going on?
I don't know. It's obviously a concern to me.
Are you addicted to anything, or have you been addicted?
No. As far as chemicals, no.
No. And do you have any history of sexual abuse in childhood? Or?
No.
You never saw anything? It was a lot of chaos in your home growing up?
No, not at at all. Normal, I think a pretty normal family. The only weird thing that happened to me when I was a kid, and it happened twice actually, and I never told anybody this. There's a one time I was in a clothing store, and like one of the salespeople came in and kind of fondled me a little bit when I was probably about 12.
Really? Wait, you're in like one of the changing booths or something?
Yeah, correct.
This happened more than once.
What's that? Yeah,
same store, same salesperson.
No, so that happened once, and just in a movie theater, like you know, you're watching a movie, and some weird guy is next to you, like feeling up your leg or whatever, and I walked away.
There's something going on with you, John, already that you would be seen as that good of a victim, and that in the face of victimization, you didn't raise holy hell.
Yeah. Right.
So that's again more evidence something went on.
Give us the weirdest place you ever did it.
The weird.
Yeah.
I mean, no weird. It's always been like a retail type shop. I don't, you know,
retail
record store, bookstore. I don't know.
Penis out. And do you ever
penis out in the store?
You ever got busted? I mean, you could get arrested for that.
I have been arrested. Yes.
Oh, you have been
more than once.
Oh, yeah. No, just one.
Right. Well, again, I do think you'd be worth your while to go to an SA group or a situation or a treatment center where they are used to treating sexual compulsives, because this is going to progress. This is going to have more consequences.
You
got
to promise not to beat off during the first meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure I can make that promise. Now, is there like a, was it like a SA.com or something? Or
Or go to AA. Right. Just look up SA under Google search kind of thing. It's something that it needs some careful management, John. I'm going actually out to Washington, D.C. in about a week to the National Council. I'm a keynote, the National Council on Sexual Addiction and Compulsivity.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm going to collect everything I can about this kind of stuff and see what the current
thing is. What are you going to talk about?
Talk about affect regulations and the origins of the self. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's no
in the hizzy.
Let me tell you what I like. I like when hot models get nude to protest fur. You know what I mean? Not when Drew gets up there and starts talking about affect regulation. What happened to the chicks getting nude for causes? Oh, that was going around just about a year ago, and they slowed way down on it. Listen, ladies, it's still warm out. You got something to protest, get naked and hit the streets. I always think it's dudes trying to talk them into that. Look, you ever see what they do to these chinchillas? Yeah, that's right. Take your bra off. Yeah, okay. Yeah, have you guys seen, you know any chickens the colonel kills? Yeah, take your pants off, sweetie. Okay, put a little blood on your nipples. We're hitting Times Square.
Oh, my God.
Let's go. Yeah. Let's go. We got to make it. I mean, you could protest in sweatpants, but we get no coverage. You got to get naked. I'm not getting naked because I got to work security and photograph the thing. So I'll be in a duster. You guys get nude. Yeah. Oh,
it'll be more impactful. Much more.
Oh, you brought your fat friend. I guess you could help me with security. No, sweetie, keep the pants on. I like that. I like that. Look at they talk like Pam Anderson and all the hot models and they get naked for everything all the time. What is it about hot chicks that love animals so much? And I know there's a guy behind this somewhere. He's like that photographer that does all those mass nudes. He just somehow talks 3,000 chicks and a handful of dudes into getting naked, and then he's going to, look, we're going to set a record. That'd be a good way to approach it, right?
We're going to set a record.
That's the same thing as the cold.
I'm going for a BJ record. Okay. Well, the most I've ever had was a half in one day. I'm looking to crush that record.
We're going to get his book.
And then we're going to get nude, and we're going to protest fur farming. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. There's really, like, do you think, like, does Pam Anderson give a, did she care that much about animals?
I didn't know that she was the one that was that into that stuff.
Oh, yeah. They're always getting naked. They get these models naked all the time.
What, and are they protesting against use of animal furs for clothing?
I don't know. I'm staring at them. Yeah, they don't like PETA.
They're crazy.
PETA doesn't like, you know what PETA, PETA is? A bunch of hot chicks getting naked and then homos are telling them to get naked. That's what PETA is. It's awesome, Drew.
Oh, speaking of this,
I got to infiltrate that PETA so I can see some naked chicks.
I'm going to change some topics on you for a second. Do you remember I wrote an article for TV Guide about Sex and the City, and I was talking about the girls on the show and saying, you know, the Cynthia Nixon character only makes sense to me if she's gay.
Yes.
I can see she's attracted. She doesn't have any in common with these other three chicks, except that she just clearly to me is attracted to them.
Drew, you've said that to me many times.
And she turned out Cynthia Nixon's gay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I saw something about that.
About that.
Yeah, she's the least hot of the four, though. It's kind of tough, you know? I mean, you know, for the masturbatory thing. It would be nicer if one of the hotter ones was gay. That's all I'm saying. It's a little disappointment. That's all.
Can't have everything.
Yeah, I can't have everything.
There's a potential script there, though, Jonathan, for one of your films.
Okay, cool.
All right. We're going to talk to Daria.
Yeah.
Got a question for Jonathan. Daria?
Hello there.
What's happening? Hey, what's happening?
I have a question for Jonathan, actually. I have all of your CDs that I've listened to so many times, it's not even funny. And my question is, I've noticed, actually, that you have a lot of rap songs on them, you know, just alone with, or, you know, you do away with random rap stars. Mm-hmm. Do you actually think about releasing an all-rap CD?
And as you see, I could rap, too, if you ever need some help. You notice...
You could be my hype man.
Yeah.
It's not definitely a problem.
Yeah, Drew can rap. Go
ahead. Why don't you got no play, player?
You know, I've never thought about doing something like that. It's always, you know, Korn has always been hip-hop influenced.
Uh-huh.
We totally respect the art form, but I don't know of doing a whole entire hip-hop album with different artists. I mean, maybe sometime down the road, you know, we can try something like that, but not now. It's just we like to do those songs, just add a little bit of different flavor on the album. And
keep going that direction. It's amazing. Yeah. I mean, just what you've been through so much, and just keep going.
It's cool.
It's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I did another song. I did just, we're going to release later in the year, I did a cover of Fight the Power with Lil Jon, so.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really, really good, so we'll be here.
Okay, and one more question I have for you guys. It's probably a little stupid because everybody knows the answer to that, but what does your band name mean?
It's been a while.
Oh, man.
I was just thinking about the story behind the band name when I was driving around.
But I'm not sure if it's true or not, you know?
Yeah, it's about the guy that was... It's about two homosexual men
yeah,
who were having heard. Sex
yeah,
together. Yeah.
Uh-huh. That is what I've heard.
Yeah, yeah,
but as we've learned on this show, most gay males don't have sex that way.
You're yeah, gay.
It was a story.
Yeah,
it went around in Bakersfield that my friends told me in
Bakersfield.
Yeah, you know, Bakersfield. Like, I love Bakersfield.
What? Great place.
That's where I'm from, so I'm gonna give my big ups to it. But
news.
I'm glad I'm
it's
out.
Not
news
my fault. I'm a Bakersfield boy.
News still travels through stories.
Of course, the
elders
yeah.
pass, and then
they do kind of a print. They do sort of a dance.
Yeah.
That was a sort of ritualistic.
Cornhole, fudge pack. they don't have print in Bakersfield.
No,
so, again, stories are perpetual. They're passed down from generation to generation.
It's an oral tradition, as it were.
Hey, oral tradition. Yeah, Oral Tradition would be a good name for a gay band.
Oral Tradition.
All right, Marissa. Drew, why does everything you say sound gay?
You
ever think about that? Don't answer. It's going to sound gay.
Right.
Marissa?
That was so gay.
Oh, you're 20. What's up?
I've been with this guy for like a year, and we just started having sex about 3 months ago. And he's our first. And, sad to say that I faked it.
What's that?
And I faked it. I've been faking it.
You faked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like fake orgasms. And he's aggressive when he's touching me down there in my vagina area. He's just like rough. And I show
him. All right, Marissa, here's the deal. Guys have no idea what's going on with women. And the only way they know is if you tell them. Their assumption is you're going to like the same things they like. The fact is, usually, for the most part, nothing could be further from the truth. So unless you tell him exactly what works for you, and by the way, he'll be delighted to take that direction. Guys,
actually,
aim to please.
I have showed him. I've told him. We've talked about it. He gets a little angry. I don't know why he gets a little angry. I'm just trying to tell you. I'm letting you know. And he's just like, no, I know how to do it. I'm just like, no, you don't know how to do it, you know?
Maybe he's not a good guy.
You're insulting his manhood.
Well, yeah. It shouldn't be. Most guys are really pretty accommodating.
I would be, but I know dudes don't want to hear that stuff.
Really?
Yeah, you're insulting them if you don't know.
If he knows what he's doing, he should be.
I know.
That's logical.
Well, he's
not like that.
He's overcompensating because he was a virgin.
Oh, he was a virgin too.
Was he a virgin?
No, he wasn't.
Oh, he wasn't. You were the virgin.
I was.
At 20.
Right. Well, maybe he doesn't want the virgin telling him it doesn't feel so good. But...
Exactly. But I told him I know what it feels good, so why don't you...
And just so you guys just say, so women are different. It's just me, nothing about you, just what I
well,
like. Yeah.
It is, yeah, by I the have... way, it's It's one of the hallmarks of being an a-hole, yes. Which is not being able to take a little constructive direct. Criticism direct. In the sack, for yes. Christ's sake.
Yeah.
And by the way, not all women are the same. So.
By the way, every single one's completely different.
Yes.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, they can change within the woman every few years, too.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Christ.
Uh-oh, what happened?
All right, I'm just saying. Come on. No, but women are different at 18 than they are at 36.
I know, but I
much
feel,
different.
There's no personal story in that.
No, okay. But I'm just telling you, not only it's like this. If there's let's just say there's 150 million women in the United States, there's 180 million different types of sexual
absolutely
likes and dislikes between. Absolutely. There's actually more than there are women
because they change hour of the day even.
Right. So here's the thing, guys. Your job is to just shut up and listen.
Absolutely.
And just do what they want. And if the guy's arguing with you, it probably means he's not a great guy.
That's
and
what
that,
I think.
That might be grounds for dismissal.
That's what I think.
Marissa?
Yes?
Why don't you cut this guy loose? I don't like this guy.
Well, I have feelings for him, you know? And
I know you do, but he's sort of proving,
he's
proving himself.
And, like, I feel bad. I feel really bad.
I know. But, look, his erection can't take direction.
Correct.
And that means
it's a directionless
time
erection. And, there's no reason for you to feel bad because you're just asking for reasonable things, and he's being unreasonable. And that's not necessarily a good guy. And I understand you have feelings, but it doesn't make him a good guy.
Yeah. Guys approach everything with a lot of gusto.
Fervent gusto.
Well, I mean, if you think about what 20-year-old guys, they approach most things in life, driving, sports, whatever it is, it's
everything,
video games,
everything
it's fast, it's aggressive.
Is a football sled in
right.
life.
They're just driving
their shoulder into a sled, that's it.
Yeah. Right?
That's life for
20-year-old men. No, I mean, I think if you looked at two 20-year-old women playing a video game, you would see him pushing the buttons and manipulating the joystick. Guy's up on his feet, he's turning it, he's smacking, you know, when it's rapid fire, he's got his hand off thing, he's pounding it and stuff. And then they get hold of a vagina, they treat it like a veal cutlet. Just pound the crap out of it. Then a little batter, and then right into the fryer. Yeah.
Take a break.
Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Stop pounding that cutlet, guys. Take it easy now. Yes?
Yes.
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 Guys should get, you know what guys should get into? Ugh. They should get into, like, origami.
Yeah.
That's a guy you want messing with you.
I'm just playing the piano will be all right. Just the fingertips, you know.
Yeah, but they'll start playing.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Real
they started
fast.
Doing, yeah.
You want Mr. Miyagi down there.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Jonathan Davis here tonight from Korn. Oh, here's something else off the new Greatest Hits CD out on the 5th of October. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Jonathan Davis here from the great Korn. The Greatest Hits Volume 1 CD is out on October 5th. Interpol is in here tomorrow night. Then Seth MacFarlane from The Family Guy.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Everyone, unacceptable.
Everyone loves The Family Guy.
God.
Anderson?
Yeah.
Unacceptable.
Yeah. Now, I don't know what's going on because I was the voice of a few episodes before in the original batch.
Yeah.
Then I told Seth, Dr. Drew's bothering me, so you got to get him a gig.
Well, no, then I bothered Alex and Mila and everybody I get my hand. Who else? Everyone on that show I bothered.
Yeah. He actually talked to the dog, which is a real dog.
Brian, yeah.
Yeah. So the point is now Drew has done a voice on the new series, which is coming out soon enough, and I have not.
We'll get him. We'll double team him.
All right. He's also, he's done Crank Anchors and was very good at it, shockingly. All right, so where are we?
Taking calls.
Taking calls.
Want to hear a song first or calls?
We should, we'll take one call.
And then?
Then we'll hear another song.
I selected this call because she's calling from Bakersfield.
Anna.
Hey.
You're 14.
Yeah.
What's up?
I was having sex with my boyfriend like 3 weeks ago, and it was my first time.
Hold on, Jonathan, you speak fluent Bakersfield in.
She's having sex with a boyfriend like 3 weeks ago.
Okay. 3 weeks
good,
ago.
Good.
Okay. Yes?
And?
A couple of days later, my stomach was hurting me a lot.
All right, hold on. What'd she say, Jonathan?
For a couple of days. For a couple of days. A
couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Her stomach was hurting her a lot.
Her stomach was hurting her a lot.
Okay. Stomach hurting a lot. Okay. Jonathan, ask her if how old the guy was. Okay? Anna?
Yeah.
Okay, go, Jonathan.
How old was the guy?
21.
What?
21.
Okay.
21. Okay, 21. I thought she said 66. 21.
Okay. I thought she said wrong.
All right. So, 21.
Okay, 14 with a 21-year-old translate.
Mm-hmm.
14.
14 with a 21.
And stomach hurt for 2 days afterwards.
Yeah.
Yep. Should have stood me.
Should have stood you.
I guess she speaks a little English.
She's fluent.
All right, so, Anna, well, first off, why are you sleeping with the 21-year-old?
That's what we do there.
That's what you do.
Where's
it
going? My boyfriend,
yeah. Yeah, well,
hold on.
He's...
Hold on. What?
I can't understand.
What'd she say?
She says her boyfriend.
Oh,
her boyfriend.
That's why they're together.
All right.
Okay, Anna, you know that he's a criminal, right?
No.
Yes, he's a criminal for sleeping with you. And when you were 21 and you realize how creepy the guys would be that would actually sleep with a 14-year-old, you will flip out.
Yeah.
I know now it seems cool.
I'm going to do some math, by the way. By the time she's 21, 9 kids.
Yeah, I think so.
Are you using protection?
Yes.
Make sure she got that.
Yes, she got
that. No, make sure she understood.
Are you using protection?
Yes.
Ask her, Jonathan, ask her what kind of birth control she's using.
What kind of birth control are you using?
None. That's what I'm
saying.
I don't use it.
Hold on.
What was that?
I really didn't understand that one.
It's spun.
Do you know? Even Jonathan doesn't know.
That's spun talk.
Jonathan speaks, by the way, he not only speaks Bakersfieldian, he speaks Bakersfield tweaker.
Well, I speak tweaker.
In many dialects.
I heard a little tweaker coming there.
That's spun.
Yeah, I hear tweaker. Anna?
Totally.
Huh.
Anna, you doing a lot of speed?
No, I don't do that stuff. I don't. I'm against that.
What did you mean when, Jonathan asked her this, when Adam said, are you using protection, and she said yes, what was she referring to?
I think condoms.
Well, she said no birth control.
No, I think, look.
A gun.
Let me give the definition of protection sexually in Bakersfield. It's putting a towel down on the bed so you don't mess up.
Protect the bed.
Protecting the mattress.
The bed clothes.
Yes.
All right, Anna, this is a messed up situation, my dear. It really is a mess.
All right, baby doll. What are we going to do with you? You're 14.
You're going to get pregnant. This guy's a criminal.
Nice.
Well, and you may have a pelvic infection. You need to get to see a doctor right away.
Yeah.
That pain in your belly for 4 days can be all kinds of things.
And by the way, James Brown speaks better English than you do. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. He's more understandable.
No way.
Oh, baby.
So you need to get yourself to Planned Parenthood or somewhere right away where you can get some help with this.
You're not high or drunk or anything.
No, it's just I'm a little sick.
You're what?
I'm a little sick. Like, I was little.
Jonathan?
All right.
She's upset.
She's upset. You're upset?
No, sick.
She's sick. She's sick. Do you have a... Are you from...
Are you sure from Bakersfield, Jonathan? You're actually from Bakersfield?
Yeah, I've been gone a long time.
Oh, that's right. You sort of lose track of language after
a bit. Have you... Anna, do you have a nationality or an accent or something?
I'm Mexican.
You're Mexican. All right.
Yeah.
But you speak... Are you bilingual?
Yes.
Oh, you are. So you speak Spanish and what other language?
English.
Oh, okay. What'd she say?
Bakersfield.
Okay. All right, Anna. Listen, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Please take care of yourself. Please get over to Planned Parenthood, get a pelvic exam. Please get on some birth control.
Don't end up like
and
all
jettison
your friends.
This guy.
Come on.
This guy's a criminal.
My God,
let your dad or mom know this guy's sleeping with you and he will be arrested immediately.
You'll be pregnant at 15 and drop out of school and take some crappy job. I know you got plans. Everyone's got a plan except for they have no plan.
Well, the plan is not a... Yeah, it's
I know.
It's a dream. It's not even
it's
a dream. It's, some,
it's a
some,
pipe dream.
Yeah, pipe
right.
dream.
And you know what? Here's what I'm saying, everyone. Please, do not sit around and just let life happen to you or on you. This is what so many people... When you're downtrodden, it's easy to do. I know. I come from that environment. I'm sure Jonathan does as well. You come from poor. You come from downtrodden. You come from people whose motto is, you know, life's a bitch, and then you die. And you sit around and have people essentially take advantage of you, rape you. I mean, she's 14. She's with a 21-year-old. And by the way, when you're downtrodden, you don't even know you're getting ripped off or raped or screwed or whatever, literally
or figuratively.
It
feels like what's supposed to be happening to you.
Yeah, yeah. You think people are taking care of you when they're not.
Exactly.
Next thing you know, you're pregnant. Here's the thing. if you want to be successful in life, or even forget about success, just not having a horrible life, not getting thrown in the joint, getting pregnant, getting disease, whatever, you want a little medical and dental insurance, you have to step up. You have to say, like, no. You have to say, no, I'm not going to do this, or I'm not going to do what I want all the time, or I'm not going to do what feels good every second of the day. Yeah, everything's a pain in the ass. Going and getting a condom is a pain in the ass. Studying for an exam is a pain in the ass. Turning the TV off and reading a book is a pain in the ass. Doing 10 push-ups is a pain in the ass. All that crap that gets you somewhere is a pain in the ass. And you don't want to do it. You end up doing whatever you want to do. You eat whatever you want. You ingest whatever you want. Yeah, yeah, let me tell you something. High C tastes better than grapefruit juice, and high C with a little gin in it tastes even better. And that's it.
That's
just why becomes
that's
easy.
Adam's drink.
Is that your drink?
High C.
High C and gin?
Yes, high C and gin. That's my
high
drink.
Karate. It's good times. That's your corn song.
Here's what I'm saying, though. And then you talk to everybody, and, oh, they got a plan.
Yeah.
You got no plan. How about you? Yeah, you're going to work with animals, or you're going to go into show business or something. No goddamn way. You got whatever your plan is, you got to have discipline, and that's what you're missing.
Your plan's got to be working your ass.
And that's the part that people don't understand. They think that a fun job doesn't have any discipline. Jonathan's doing corn. He doesn't have to work anymore. He's doing what he loves to do. Oh, yeah, what he loves to do, but he's still got to do it.
Yeah.
And you don't want to do it every day.
No.
And that's what the discipline is. That's why you give himself an extra credit and produce. That's right.
See?
All right, now let's hear one of his works. That took work, by the way. Understand? He had to get up. He had to go into that thing that was decorated like Bangladesh with the pillows everywhere and the hookah pipe and the candles and lay down gems like this.
And the subtitle for this song is Fish Heads Falling from the Sky.
Yes. That's right.
Yeah.
It's an oldie but a goodie from our friends Korn. This is called Falling Away From Me.
away from me. Life's falling away from me.
Get it on. Korn, everybody. Jonathan Davis here from Korn. It's not changed a bit, although we've probably seen each other outside of this studio, even though I can't believe it's been six years. Wow. Where's the time go, Drew?
Ugh.
Seriously, dude, where is it?
I've been looking for it, but I haven't really?
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about? I was getting kind of heavy on myself, you know? I was getting heavy. And I was like driving my car, and I was thinking to myself, you know, everyone calls in the show, we can't stand them. I yelled at everybody, and then I think to myself, you know, for the amount of time that you're on this planet, in terms of like the Earth's calendar and everything, it's really just a heartbeat, just like a rabbit's heartbeat that you're on the planet.
Yeah.
The people that you're on the planet with at this particular time, it's really a strange sort of fraternity, if you think about it, because of all the different times you could have lived, either past or future.
That's heavy, dude.
And
how much pot were you smoking?
How stoned were you when you thought of that?
No, I wasn't smoking. I ate a brownie.
You ate a brownie.
Okay. I put it in the butter and I cooked the THC out of it. No, I was thinking, you know, you're really not on... You're on this planet with a handful of people, and then you're all going to be gone. There's going to be, you know, none of these people were here 100 years ago, and they're going to be here 100 years from now. It's weird that you're here with a small... And they immediately started honking and yelling at the person that was in front of me for not turning on. They stopped at the right for too long.
Hey, brother.
I know we're on this planet, and we're sharing it, but don't make me kick your ass. Yeah, I just realized, start honking immediately. Yeah, heavy, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, dude.
We should get along, man. You know what I mean? Because we're all here at the same time. You know what I'm saying, man? All right. I don't know how long the planet's been here. I don't even know how long people have been here. But you're here. You know, you're here for a little thin slice of time.
Well, and it changes day to day or hour to hour too.
It's
composed.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's just a small group. Especially anyone within a year or 5 years, one way or the other, your age. Just it's a crazy coincidence that, or I don't know if it's a coincidence, but just you're here for this very short ride at the very same time. Mm. You don't think of it that way, though, do you?
No.
No. Heavy, huh, Chris?
Yeah.
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 Scintillating.
It's freaky that we're here at the same time, right, dude?
Totally, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris says hi. All right. Let's tease this call and then go to take a break.
All right. Michael?
Michelle.
I mean, Michelle?
Huh?
Hello?
Michelle? 21?
Yes.
What's up?
Well, I think I might be addicted to sex. I don't seem to be getting enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter how many times I, like, do it a week or how many partners I have, in fact. I'm part of it too is that I can't orgasm with any of them.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So it makes perfect sense why she keep going back. Because it's unpleasant.
Yeah. All right. Hold on, Michelle. She's got that bottomless vagina that can never be filled.
Whoopee vagina.
Well, no, I can please myself.
Oh, you can?
Yes.
Are you doing that all the time?
Excuse me?
Are you doing that a lot?
I have to get mine somehow.
All right. Well, Michelle.
Hold on. All right. Drew, tease the call.
Let's go.
Yeah. It's teasing.
Break.
Yeah, you're on hour 14 of the call. Pretty heavy, though, right, man? I mean, we're all here at the same time, right, man?
It's fraternity, man.
Wow. Jonathan Davis here, man, from Korn. It's like, you know, it's like heavy, we man. Landed on this rock at the same time, dude. You know
on
what
this
I'm saying?
Plane.
Yeah, man. Yeah, okay. Man, let's take a break, man. Chris?
That's cool, man.
I'm going to need you to leave the planet, man.
We'll be right back.
Kind of stinking it up yeah. for me and Johnny, you know what I'm saying? All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Yeah, get it on. Tell you what, man. Interpol in here. Did you find Interpol? They've done the show, yes? No. Drew,
yes.
go look at the picture of Interpol.
Yes, Ann says yes.
Ann says yes. Bow ties? Some of it, that's the that's
like
the band.
Suits.
No,
suits.
You're thinking of a you're thinking of a different band.
He's thinking of the Hives.
Suits. There were suits and ties.
Hey, you're thinking where are they from? Where
are Interpol? They're in ties. They're in ties and suits. Right?
Where are they from?
I think they're from New York.
All right.
New York.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, you know that thing with the... Yeah, it's got a wire on it. Yeah, it's Mike. Okay, Drew, sit up. Jonathan Davis here tonight from Korn, and then Interpol tomorrow night, and then Seth MacFarlane, and then a bunch of IndyCar drivers. And then the band Boston in here, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boston.
Played a lot of air guitar to that band. A lot of air guitar.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Band. You know, their song changed my life, Drew.
Which one?
That...
song they did?
No, it's called Peace of Mind. I don't want to ruin it.
Okay.
I'll tell the story on Thursday, it's a song about not punching the clock, doing what you want to do.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's how you live your life.
That's how I live my life. That's right. That's right, quarter mile at a time.
You ain't going to let the man keep you down.
No. But I remember, well, we'll talk to, I don't know, Joe Boston, whatever the Boston guy's names are. I think it's just one guy with the crazy afro. Let's talk to Michelle. Yes. Michelle?
Yeah?
So Michelle has lots of boyfriends, can't get enough sex. Bottomless vagina, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Masturbate yourself. Here's what I don't understand, and I know you're going to give me an answer, and I'm not going to believe it, but if you can't have an orgasm with a guy, why do you keep having partners? You know you're not going to find one with a guy.
I'm hoping I will.
No, Michelle.
No, wrong answer. That's not right. You're not hoping. You're compulsive. And you're having trouble with intimacy.
Right. Most women come to sexual addiction through love and intimacy compulsion. And so it's the feeling close. It's the being receptive. It's the, you know, being sexual with another person. It's not about the sexuality. It's about the connection that you can't seem to get at through any other way. It's the only way you can feel whole and attuned to somebody else. And the reality is it's sort of you're never there that way anyway, so it never gets sort of fulfilled.
Yeah. And the reality is you're trying... Women who do will give the answers you give, Michelle, are giving dude answers.
Right.
But a dude would not continuously bang his nuts against the wall.
If he didn't have an orgasm, he'd
no
stop.
Orgasm.
He'd stop.
No.
And a dude is doing it because it feels extra good. He's compulsed to do it because it's he's driven to doing it because of the sexuality, not because of the end. In fact, quite the contrary with the guys.
Yeah. All right. Well, anyway, so Michelle, is there intimacy problems?
I don't like to be in relationships.
No. Right.
Why? What's the problem? That would be an intimacy problem.
Right.
Did your dad split on you or something?
Sexual abuse.
Sexual abuse?
No, when I was younger.
Mm. Any sexual abuse?
No, just, there was physical abuse when we were younger, but nothing sexual.
Mm. Okay.
So your dad did a little physical abuse on you and then took off?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. That's probably enough. And when do you have any contact with him?
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, things are fine now.
Okay.
Right, but he did his damage long ago.
He put his initials in your sidewalk when the cement was wet.
Yep.
And that's how it works.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so, Michelle.
Yes.
How about you get a little, maybe a little therapy and you stop acting out? How about that? Can you do that?
Well, I mean, that still doesn't explain why I can't orgasm with... guys, I mean,
yeah, it does. Well, first off, it's irrelevant. I have no idea why you can't orgasm with guys. Part of it is you're 21, and you know three quarters of the 21-year-olds don't orgasm
with sex. And
According to my data, zero.
Yeah,
zero.
And they certainly don't with random sex. If they aren't able to achieve some sort of a relationship with somebody over time that's stable and feels safe and where they can work with that person, it's very unlikely you're going to have an orgasm.
Right. And also, I would guess that for someone like you who has trouble with intimacy, it's you're too vulnerable having an orgasm with a guy, and you're not going to do it.
Yeah.
All right.
Listen, having an orgasm isn't going to make you stop acting out sexually. All right. Are you kidding?
All right. You got your explanation. Why don't you get a little therapy?
All right.
Or just be pissed off at dudes for the rest of your life because your dad was an a-hole when you were eight, and you just go around with a chip on your shoulder.
And continue behaving the way you are.
That's better. Go do that. Your plan.
Your plan is a good one, Michelle. You stay on your protocol.
Do what you're doing. It's great.
Don't take any input, any direction. Just go right on to what you're doing.
All right. Just go be angry and have a series of nonsense relationships.
Or expect that there's going to be some couple of platitudes out there that are going to fix you. Some magical potion's going to take us all away. This is a very serious issue that you're going to have to look into quite deeply in order for it to change.
All right, baby. I'll do that. All right. Look. You're angry, and you should be angry because your dad screwed you over. But don't call the show and ask for advice and then act like we're, more angry men for you to dismiss. Mm-hmm. That's all. You got to get some therapy, especially if you're a chick. Let me tell you something.
Guys, too.
But guys have, solid state wiring.
They get aggressive.
Chicks are wired like British cars in the 50s. Okay. It's just a good rain. All of a sudden, sparks. You turn the windshield wipers on, sparks start coming out of the dash. You can't screw with them. You got to take care of them. All right. We'll be back. Yay, love line. All right, kiddies. Thanks for tuning in. Thank Jonathan for coming in here.
Thanks for having me, man.
Good times.
Always good to be back after 6 years.
Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
Very unacceptable. You didn't invite me.
All right.
We did.
I'm sure we did.
It's your guy's
fault.
Drew
would ask like every, I'd say not every day, but every other day.
At least, where's Corn?
Once a year I'd ask. Where's Corn?
Yeah. Six times I asked.
Where's Corn? That was his rallying call. All right. So where's Corn? Well, they're here. And they got a CD that's coming out October 5th. It is Corn's Greatest Hits, Volume 1. Best of luck to the band and everyone in it, especially you, Jonathan. Come back anytime you like.
I'll come tomorrow.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
Cool. Interpol and Jonathan Davis from Corn tomorrow. And until next time, it's Adam Carolla from Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
Unacceptable.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.